regular passenger of Danfo buses? Are you a car owner or driver who has ever had to exchange words with a Danfo driver? Or you're one of those people who like to board Aboki or Kadas? Yes, the speedy ones where you have to shout Kada Kada small small. You're in the right place. It's my Danfo experience with Osebai. Don't touch that dial.
Kwe. Wale pelu change. To bale wale wale mo yesu tanye. Kusokada omo ya mi wale wale pelu change. Wale.
Hi guys, happy new year! At last, the anticipated 2023 is here, guys. And I hope we are enjoying it. I hope we are taking all our new year resolutions. We've seen the old hashtag new year, new me. Some people have cut off some friends, some people are making new friends. You know, they are making new moves for the new year. Everything bam! Happy new year, guys. Feels so good to be here in the new year. Yes, so we are not going to do this new year without my Danfo experience with Osebai. New year, new Danfo gist. You know how we do it now. Welcome, guys, to this show. Welcome to my Danfo experience with Osebai, the podcast. You already know it's Osebai, your favorite Danfo driver on the wheel. So let's ride, people. Yo, man. Okay, before we talk Danfo gist, let me just quickly give you guys a rundown of how my new year day went. New year was very interesting for me. I had fun. When I mean fun, I had fun, like pure fun, pure family fun. I spent new year day with my family's extended family, new year family. You know, we went to the family house. That's my paternal family house. So we went there to spend new year with all my cousins, uncles, aunties, grandparents, the ones I know, the ones I don't know. But you know, everybody is one big family bounded with love and faith. Yeah, so that was how I spent my new year. It was so interesting. We were all just dancing. I mean, that day, I think the theme for that day was should have been dance. You know, that's the real definition of dance. Like, just enjoy yourself. And then there was food. Item 7 choke. I mean, there was food. There was rice, jollof rice, fried rice. There was small chops. There was asun, goat asun, normal cow meat asun. There was suya. There was ice cream. There was popcorn. A lot of things, like, just be chewing. Let your mouth just be moving. You know, I saw my cousins and, like, in the first time for a very long while, we had like the most interesting new year ever. It was so real, it was so soft. I mean, I just had fun. Everybody was just bawling. The grandparents, they were not even taking it easy at all. They were just dancing. It can't be like, say, like they were beating us on the dance floor, but you know, as young people shall grow, that we had young shall grow. We took over later. We bounced back. We had the ball in our court. We won. But those old people, they tried. They were just giving us back to back, giving us some legwork, giving us their komole dances and all of that. It was really nice. And I took a lot of pictures, made videos, you know. I met some of my cousins for the first time. I think two of them for the first time that I had not seen before. I don't know them before, but I met them and it was so nice to see that I have families like that, and you know, we come together. Sometimes we don't see ourselves like during the year. It's just New Year's Day that we get to see ourselves, or New Year's that we get to see ourselves, and you know, we bond. Except there is like a function, like maybe a family function that will bring all of us together again, maybe a wedding or something like that, something of that sort. that will bring all of us together again. But most times, even when we have some of those events, some of those occasions, we might not see ourselves because, you know, we are young people and some people are in school, some are, you know, trying to find their lives and all of that. They might not be around. But, you know, New Year's, you most times spend with your family, so everybody is around. So we got to see each other, we caught up with each other, had gist for each other, took pictures, had fun, danced, ate, blah, blah, blah. Then we all went to our houses, our different destination back after the whole fun, after the whole event. So that was how my own New Year went. I hope your own New Year too was as bright and fun-filled as mine. You can share with me, if you don't mind, share with me. I would love to hear all your New Year experiences. Now, so that New Year Day, I had Danfo experiences. I had Danfo experiences that New Year Day because we boarded Danfo bus. It was my dad, my mom, and I that went for the party. So I had Danfo experiences to and fro. So let me start with the to. We got Siano Pajao to board this bus. We are going to Surulere. The family house is at Surulere now. So we've got Siano Pajao to board Yaba bus now. That's how the bus we're going to board. My daddy just entered the bus. The bus was, first of all, it was dirty looking. Like the middle seat had, it had tire. The middle seat had tire like under the seat. It was not now only the tire that was the issue. There was, should I call it engine oil? Black, that is already black. You know, that is like maybe leaked oil or something like that. It was shot around it on the floor, then there were some tools in that place. And I was like, why do we have to enter this dirty Danfo bus on New Year's, for that matter? Why do we have to enter this bus? You know, my dad now, as the head of the family, we have to obey. He has the final say. He said that's the one he's going to enter, and it's one that will pay transport fare. What are we going to do? We entered. When we entered, we shall sat at the back. Back seats, we sat at the back because we couldn't sit at that middle. I mean, I won't want new shoe. I don't want the engineer to come and stain my drip, you know. Let the engineer be dripping his own drip, let me drip my own drip. We should not disturb each other's drip, you get. So we sat at the back and we waited for the bus to get filled up. When the bus got filled up, driver got in, started the bus, you know, turned the ignition and started the bus. And that's how this bus started making noises. Like, you know, the kind of bus that when you're on the bus, even if you are trying to call your bus stop for the driver to stop for you, the driver will not hear because the noise of the bus is too much. You can't speak to the person next to you. You have to shout for the person to hear you. That's how this bus, like, very, very noisy bus. Not only that, it was smoky. Unlano. The bus was smoky. Like, my mom was like, my mom sat beside me. My mom was like, God, what is this? Because we want to be breadwinner, and I see we've entered this kind of bus. Then she tapped me and she was like, Danfo experience. See the bus we entered. It was so funny, and I'm like, well, this one's another Danfo experience. So I'm going to share for my people, my listeners. See, that day we were just waiting, like, okay, let's just alight from this bus, because the whole thing was just somehow, and the bus did not even have conductor, it was only driver. People had to be shouting. After you shout to for your bus stop, you have supporters again that were people to carry, you know, how do I put it now, like the lead singer, then the choristers back up. That's how it was on the bus that deal, because when you call your bus stop, even the driver will not hear. And there's nothing that you want to say. The driver will not. Driver didn't even listen. The funny part was, the engineer of the bus was like at the back, was at the trunk of the bus. So we were at the back, we were feeling the heat more because it was hot. See, it was a very funny experience I had on New Year's. So that was the experience I had. When we alighted from the bus, my mom was like, alhamdulillah, finally we have gotten to our destination and we can now alight from this bus. Then we got to where we were going. So when we're coming back now, another downfall experience again. Okay, the first one was from the house, from the junction of the house, that's the family house, to where we boarded Yanopaja bus. We entered Koropwe now. And the driver of the Koropwe is a funny person. He was just giving us gist. He was speaking English that I don't know what to qualify the English. It's not Queen's English, it's not Nigerian standard English, it's not British English. I don't even know what English, it's not Ghanaian English, it's Sha English, maybe it's Yaba English, I don't know. It's Sha English, he was speaking the English for us. And then he entertained us on that short journey from the junction to the bus stop where we boarded Yaba bus. Now the real deal was, when we boarded Yanopaja bus. Now we boarded this bus. The journey was going smoothly. Then we now got to Maryland. Yes, we got to Maryland, very close to Maryland. Just before the mall at Maryland. That was where we got to. That's how this bus now slowed down. Okay, slow down. We're like, okay, maybe somebody at the front wanted to drop off. Nobody was dropping off. The bus just like it just came to a stop. Like, no, it didn't stop finally. It didn't absolutely stop, but it was so slow. Like, you know when you're pushing a car to start, you want to push it to start, you know, the way it's just be going, like the tires will just be rolling small. Yeah, that's how it was. And everybody was just like looking at each other on the bus, like, what's going on? Why did we just suddenly enter slow-mo? Like, what happened? The driver didn't say anything. Conductor didn't say anything. We're sure going like that. That's how one lady from the back just said, driver, waiting up now. Then there were these two guys that sat at the front seat. That's how one of them just said, I believe in fast life, but I see it in slow. But then the other one just shouted, oh no. See, the other people on the bus did not really understand, but when I heard that, I was like, no, bro, stop it. You didn't just say that. Like, and the driver was like, Isha said one rubbish. Isha said one rubbish. The conductor too kept mute. Everybody was now looking at them. So people were now talking on the bus like, driver, what is going on? What is this? Is the bus not moving again? See, it was not funny. It was not funny while we were on the bus, because we were literally going in slow-mo like that. Like, we're just push, like someone was pushing the bus, and like we were hoping that, okay, it will start, it will pick up, but it did not pick up. My dears, that was how we got to Yanopaja from Maryland, like that. We moved like that. Then one woman, it got to a point where a woman on the bus was like, see, as they go like this, she was now praying. She was like, God, please make one motto for back. No coin will just come push us, go front. Like, the prayer was so funny. She was like, make boss for back. No coin will push us, go front. God, I beg, help us. See, and the driver didn't even stop. It didn't stop, like, okay, your boss has already developed a fault, stop for us, let's like calm down, maybe you find another bus for us, or we find our ways, you give us money, change them, we find our ways, or anything. No, this driver get coconut head. He did not stop. See, that's how we went. We got to Mongo. We got to Mongo. Then someone wanted to alight at Mongo. After she alighted, then two guys from the front, those two guys that were at the front, they, that's how those ones alighted, and they were like, they're not going again. No, that driver should give them, the conductor should give them their change that they're not going again. That's how those ones caused the scene. They started shouting, say they're not going. So that was when the driver now spoke. The driver was not like begging them, shah. The driver was actually cool. He was begging, like, please, they should not be angry. Like, let's just manage to get to Yanokpaja. And then those boys were like, no, now that anything fee happen for road, blah blah blah. People on the bus to Venasha put him out that some people were supporting the driver that, sha, let's go. God has been seen, God has seen us through up to this point. He will continue to see us through. Some people were like, no, it's true, anything can happen. No, that's the woman that was saying that prayer. She now said, come on, see a wag bawadan. She was like, Eka should not just even come and eat us away, like just delete us from the road. Like, no, we are not even going again. See, the boss was just that was like, voila. And mind you guys, while all of this was going on, the seat of the boss was not really okay. The seat was moving. Oh my God, it's not funny. Oh. The seat was moving. Like, this it was, it to move front, it to move back, it to move. My mom now taught me the second time again. She was like, is it because we went out with you today, that's why we're having all these experiences? She was like, Danfo, is it because we are with us that we're having all these experiences? What is this now? Can your man see a jabber on this? See, it's not funny, yo. I'm just laughing that day. It was not funny on that day. It was not funny because it was already late at night. And you know now, everybody just wanted to just get home. Some people were still going far. Like maybe when they get to Yanokpaja, they will still board another bus to a very far place and all of that. So it was not really funny. But then it was funny at the same time. Me, I just did laugh because what would I do? I've just started, we don't enter this one. We don't enter here. So may God shall protect us. Let's get to our destination in peace and not in pieces. Sha, after so much begging and arguing and shouting and everything, exchange of words, the guys, they later agreed and they entered back and we continued the journey like that till we got to Yanokpaja. So my people, that's how we did slow-mo from Maryland to Yanokpaja. Slow-mo. Maryland to Yanokpaja, soft. That's how we rode. That's how we rode. So I had these experiences all on New Year's. It was funny. It was, in fact, it's everything, every all shades of Danfo experience on New Year's. Yeah, that was my experience on New Year's. So I said I'm going to share these experiences with my listeners. Like, no bro, mad experiences to start the year with, you know. So I have to share that experience, my experience, with my listeners. Okay guys, before we go, there's this tweet I saw and I want us to like just talk about the tweet that I saw. So this person tweeted and said, entering a Danfo bus without T-fare and informing the conductor that I'll be making a transfer is something I'd love to try one day. Did you people get it? Entering a Danfo bus without T-fare and informing the conductor that I'll be making a transfer is something I'd love to try one day. Like, I just really want to meet this person. And on the display picture, I think this person is a female. Yeah, because it's a female on the display picture. I just want to ask, auntie, please, what is really going on in your head? You want to tell conductor that you don't have cash and you'll be making transfer. Please, making transfer of how much? From where to where? Except you are taking bus from Yanokpaja to Aja and you are making transfer of maybe 1K or 1K5. Like, I don't get. You want to make transfer of 200, 150, 300. How? To conductor. Ah. Egbami. Cashless policy. You see all these New Year resolutions, eh? I just hope that it's not put us in trouble. This auntie, please. See, me, I will not say she not even try this. Please try this so that we can come back to have another episode. Then you tell us how it happened. Except you are going to transfer 2K, sha. Maybe you bought the bus 300 and you transfer 2K. Conductor, we agree. There will be no issue. No, it goes still abuse you small. enter you small. But there won't be much issue, there won't be much drama because you are compensating him. But you want to transfer 300 to conductor, please. When you do it, please, I want you to come back and give us the details. So I hope that we will not have to come to maybe one hospital or maybe prison or anything to hear the details of the story. We will not have to read it in, on the front page of a newspaper. I hope so. I hope that you'll be able to tweet it again and tell us the old gist, how everything went down. Please try it. Please. And if there's anybody too that would like to try this, add it to your resolutions for this new year. Try it and come back with the gist. I'm here for you guys. Okay. Thank you guys for listening up to this point. Thank you for starting the new year with me. You ended the year with me and you're starting the new year with me again. Ah, not too much. I love you all so much. Thank you all. You know how we do it. Subscribe, like, comment, share, tell a friend to tell a friend. Just keep the community going. Thank you very much. My name is Osebai, your favorite Danfo driver. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye.